Why? What is the reason for all our troubles? This is a question that has troubled the entire human race. Why is there so much unrest, distrust, anxiety, and confusion in the world? Education and economic increase has not solved our troubles. Rather, these privileges just seem to have increased our awareness of our deep-seated personal problems. The poorest as well as the wealthiest are both affected by such inner conflict troubles in their differing degrees. The cause. External troubles are only symptoms, for the real cause is an inner, moral, and spiritual matter. We all individually seem to have a sense of inward disorder, defeat, and defilement, as an inner voice accuses us of refusing the highest and the best. We feel an aloneness, for the heart knoweth his own bitterness. The real and actual root cause of all our troubles is sin, that is, rebellion against God. Sin is discord with God's will and with his purpose for our lives. Sin results in wrongdoing because of wrong choices. Essentially, it is self-will, that inner anarchy that rises up against the truth of God, his righteousness, love, and greatness. Lawlessness is sin, and vice versa. Sin is lawlessness. But sin is not only offensive to God, it also harms the sinner. He that sins wrongs his own soul. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The effect of lawlessly doing my own will, that is, doing it my way, is a sure way to conflict here and now, and to disaster hereafter. The effect is disturbing, dangerous, and disastrous for every individual who continues on in a path of willful lawlessness to God. Death, no cure for sin. Many would like to think and hope that all their troubles will be over when they die, but the effects of sin are not exhausted by the decay of the body in a grave. The breakup of the house does not change the character of the tenant. Death is no cure for sin, nor does it end the personal misery of the sinner. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Millions suffer now because of sin, but they will need to face even greater suffering as a consequence of every independent of God selfishly made choice upon arrival at God's great coming tribunal. Where is the cure? We cannot cure ourselves of the actual cause of all our troubles. Religion cannot help in this, for religion is but the action of an individual performing their best and sincerest achievement in an effort to please God. Performing our best isn't good enough, for according to God's word, there is no remedy that can meet the deep need of my heart through political change, by revolution, environmental change, or mental and physical culture, be it through science, a code of honor, ethics, or religion. What I desperately need is a new start, a new beginning, and to be born again. The only cure. Only the one against whom we have offended can save us from the consequences of our sins, from sin's burden and bondage, from sin's poison and fever, and from its guilt and torment. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Do you want to change? Experience a change that lasts forever? Do you want to be free from the guilt and power of sin? Do you want to be clean and right with God? Come then, believing in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. This one person, the man Jesus, who is God incarnate, offered himself in an eternal, perfect, never-to-be-repeated sacrifice to pay full redemption price to purchase the right to save you. Your personal trust and surrender to him as you receive him as your own substitute, Savior, and Lord will result in the ability to actually hear his word. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The cross of Jesus Christ is the center of all time, and it reveals what sin means to God. The death and sacrifice of the one who is God and man, Emmanuel, God with us, is fully adequate to deal with and erase the appalling outcome of latent evil lawlessness against God that indwells every individual. Through the atoning sacrifice of Himself, God's forgiveness and an indescribably unforgettable pardon is made available to us all. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Jesus Christ is eager to save you from the coming certain wrath and judgment of God against all sin. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.